the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. So while Moses was leading the Israelites in the desert, he had lots of problems, and a lot of the people of Israel were not supportive of him, and they should have been. Now Korah, the son of Kohath, who was a Levite, sort of the priestly tribe, and Dathan and Abiram, who were sons of Reuben, so they weren't priests, they gathered men around them, and they rose up before Moses with 250 leaders or princes of the people. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron, and they said, "You take too much on yourselves, since all the congregation are holy, each one of us, and Yahweh is among us. So why then do you lift yourselves up above the assembly of the Lord?" Now, that's not true. Remember, the Bible says that Moses was the humblest man who ever lived on the earth. He was very humble, and it was God who had made him the leader. So it's not true what these men were saying, that, oh, Moses and Aaron, they just wanted to be leaders, and why don't you let everyone be a leader? Yes. So when Moses heard this, he fell on his face, and he spoke to Korah and to all the people with him, saying, "In the morning, God will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Whoever God will choose, he will cause to come near to him. So do this. Take censers." That's what you burn incense in, sort of made of metal. And they put the incense in it. It's like a long sort of pipe. And they set it on fire or burnt the incense. So they were made of metal, and they were used to burn the incense, this sweet-smelling perfume smell. And so, take censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire in them and incense on them before God tomorrow. And it will be that the man whom God chooses, he will be holy. You've gone too far, you sons of Levi. Moses said to Korah, "Hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has chosen you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do his service and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, that he's brought you near to him and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you? Do you seek the priesthood also?" So, we can forget how wonderful it is that we have been called close to God, and that we have been given something to do for him, that we've been given his work to do, that God is that close to us. And these men, they wanted the priesthood. So, not all the Levites could be priests, just some of them. And all these people, including these men from the tribe of Reuben, they wanted to be the priests because they thought that that meant that they had power. And so Moses carried on, "You and all your company are gathered together against God and Aaron. Who is he that you murmur against him?" Because he was the high priest, and they wanted to be the high priest. So Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, and they said, "We will not come to you. Is it a small thing that you've brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? Do you also want to make yourself a prince over us?" That's awful to say that Egypt was the land flowing with milk and honey, when actually God had promised them that Israel was the land flowing with milk and honey, and the spies had been there and looked around it and brought back that huge bunch of grapes from Eshcol, and now they were turning it all around and saying, "No, the land with milk and honey is Egypt," when they were being beaten up in Egypt and killed and living as slaves and beaten. So it just shows, people will tell you, and we tell ourselves sometimes, that the world, which is like Egypt, is like the kingdom of God, that it's wonderful. But it isn't, and we should know that. And we should learn from these lessons, from the mistakes, awful mistakes, these people made. And they went on, "You haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey. You haven't given us fields and vineyards. We will not come up to you." Well, the reason they didn't go into the land of Canaan, which was a land flowing with milk and honey, was because they didn't believe. And they themselves had said, We don't want to go in there, we're frightened. So it was their choice. Moses was very angry, and he said to God, "Do not respect their offering. I have not taken even one donkey from them, neither have I hurt one of them." So Moses was not trying to get money out of them. Moses said to Korah, "You and all your company, go before Yahweh, you and they and Aaron tomorrow, and let each man take his censer and put incense on them, and each man bring before God his censer." All 250 censers, because there were 250 leaders who were with Korah, Dathan and Abiram. So they did this. They took their censers, put fire in them, put incense in it, and stood at the door of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And the glory of God appeared to all the congregation, and God spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." They fell on their faces and said, "God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and you will be angry with all the congregation?" But God spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation, saying, get away from around the tent of Korah, Dathan and Abiram." It's wonderful how, although Moses was so upset with these men lying about him, he really didn't want to see them destroyed, and he begs God to not be too angry, which is wonderful. When someone hurts us, it's really hard to then just start praying to God for that person and for the people who support them. So God says, "Get away from the tent of Korah, Dathan and Abiram." Moses went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, "Please, depart, go away from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in their sins." So they went away from the tent of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their children. Moses said, "Hereby you shall know that God has sent me to do all these works. They are not from my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then God has not sent me. But if God make a new thing, and the ground open its mouth and swallow them up, and all that belong to them, and they go down alive into the grave, then you shall understand that these men have despised Yahweh." And as soon as he made an end of speaking, that the ground split apart from under them. That's a huge earthquake. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their families, and all the men who belonged to Korah, and all their goods. So they, and all that belonged to them, went down alive into the grave, and the earth closed on them, and they perished. And all Israel around them ran away, as they heard their cries and screams, thinking, "Maybe the earth will swallow us up too." Then fire came out from God and burnt up the 250 men who were offering incense. These are the people who supported this rebellion. God spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take out the censers out of the burning and scatter the fire far away, for they are holy, even the censers of these sinners against their own lives." So you see, when people sin, they sin against themselves. When we're naughty, it is us who suffer. And then God went on, "And let these censers, which I said were made of metal, let them be beaten out into plates and be put as a covering on the altar. And they shall be a sign to the children of Israel." So whenever the Israelites came to the altar, they would remember these men who rebelled against God and Moses. On the next day, all the congregation of the Israelites complained, murmured against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have killed Yahweh's people." Well, it wasn't them who'd killed them, it was God who'd killed those people. And they all looked towards the tent of meeting, and the cloud covered it, and the glory of God appeared. And Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting, and God spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from this congregation, that I may destroy them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. That is, to pray to God that he wouldn't destroy all Israel. Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer, put fire from the altar in it, put incense on it, and carry it quickly into the congregation and make atonement for them, for anger has gone out from Yahweh. The plague has begun." Aaron did as Moses said and ran into the middle of the assembly, and the plague had begun among the people, and he put on the incense and made atonement for the people. and the plague was stayed. Those who died in the plague were 14,700, beside those who died about the matter of Korah. So you can see how wrong it is to rebel against God and his ways, and how wrong it is to be jealous and to want to be a leader. This is really, really awful. And James in the New Testament says, brothers, don't be too quick to be leaders and teachers. If these things come to you in the natural course of events, so they do, but to want to be the leader and to make up lies against faithful servants of God like Moses, God is very, very angry when this happens. You see also how Moses so loved the people, even though they were so horrible to him and told lies about him, etc. And they talked about Egypt as if it was the land flowing with milk and honey. Yet he begs God not to destroy the people. And that just really is a great example to us of true love. And you also see how God is open to our suggestion. He said, I'm going to destroy the people. And Moses says, oh, please don't do that. And God says, okay, I won't. So this is why prayer is so powerful. And this is why we should spend a lot of time in prayer, because prayer changes things. It's just a little thing we can all remember. Prayer changes things.